Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Memorial Day tribute. Home of the free, because of the brave. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine, listeners are hearing us in every country in the world. And today, commercial free, we're going to pause, honor our fallen. Home of the free, because of the brave. America, please don't forget. All of the servicemen and women that they gave their life so that you could enjoy yours. Did you know that Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day? And on this day, the tradition is to decorate graves with flowers, wreaths, and flags. But why only one day? You've heard me address this situation before, this mindset. Why can't we honor our servicemen and women every day of our life? You have to remember that this is a day to truly honor them and to send out our heartfelt condolences to the families who lost their loved ones in service to our country. It was first widely observed on May 30th, 1868, to commemorate the sacrifices of Civil War soldiers. We do not know one promise these men made or pledge they gave, one word they spoke, but we do know they summed up and perfected by one supreme act, the highest virtue of men and citizens, for the love of their country. They accepted death and thus resolved all doubts and made immortal their patriotism and their virtue. James A. Garfield. Now you are invited to call in 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And share your heartfelt emotions. Why is it on Memorial Day? It reminds me of 9/11, the day America cried. This is the day that we cry and honor all of those who have died so that we could live a life that will never, they'll never, ever, ever experience. Footprints on My Heart by Grace Clays. Many people come and go, and have been from the start. Not all of them, like you, leave footprints on my heart. Can you imagine the footprints that the men and women left on the hearts of their families, of the world? Life is full of ups and downs, appointments too. We meet folks along the way who help see them through. But I'll always remember your smile, your greeting. And you became my friend at our very first meeting. Time moves on, and so do we. 'Twas then we had to part. And then I came to realize your footprints lingered on my heart. Whose footprints have lingered on your heart? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country in the world. You may call in at 347-637-3789. You could email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me. Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Send me your thoughts. Slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Who do you want to honor today? A heartfelt tribute to those who gave their lives so that you could enjoy yours. In America. Yes, it is the home of the free because of the brave. And then log on, simplyageless.net. Click on all of the buttons. And Kathy Watson Speaks. .com. Have you ever watched kids on a merry-go-round or listened to the sound of rain slapping on the ground? Ever follow a butterfly's erratic flight or gazed at the sun into the fading light? Those who have given their lives will never have that opportunity. So their message to you today, you better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Do you run through the day on the fly, and when you ask how are you, do you hear the reply? When the day is done, do you lie in your bed with the next 100 chores running through your head? You see, they are fallen heroes. Will never have that opportunity. And they're saying to you, you better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music won't last. Ever told your kid, we'll do it tomorrow, and in your haste, you don't see his sorrow? And the message that our fallen heroes say to you, you better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short. The music will last. The children are our future. Did you ever lose touch? Let a good friendship die? Because you never had time to call and say hi? Oh, when you run so fast to get somewhere, you miss half the fun of getting there. When you worry and hurry through your day, it's like an unopened gift thrown away. life is not a race. When your life is not a rehearsal, there are no do-overs. And our fallen heroes are saying to you, do take it slower. Hear the music before the song is over. Hey, you better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Time is short, but music won't last. This could have been written by all of our fallen heroes, men and women. And our message to you is, live your life to the fullest. Because that made it happen. They made it happen for you, since they never will. Many of them have been married. Many of them will never get married. Have families of their own. Grow old with their beloved. Enjoy their children, their grandchildren. No, they never had that opportunity. They wanted all of you to live in the land of the free, and that's why they gave their life. So Memorial Day, the weekend. Slow down. Dance with the now. Time is short. The music won't last. Will you take time to hear the music before it's all over and dance with the now? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. America, please don't disappoint me. Yeah, I know most of us have Monday off, so we can and should honor those who have died in all of the American wars. Did you hear me? The brave men and women who gave their lives so that we may live in the land of the free. Oh, there are so many traditions. But why just on Memorial Day? I was at Normandy, the big cemetery. It's breathtaking. Why not visit a veteran's home? Can you do something to let them know they're not forgotten? Can you visit a local veteran's cemetery, help beautify a less cared for grave? Are you going to attend a parade, a memorial service? And then on Monday at 3 p.m., write all of this down. 3 p.m. Pause for 1 minute to honor those who gave their life so you could enjoy yours. Hoist a POW or MIG flag. Visit a battlefield. I'm going to watch all of the beautiful National Memorial Day concerts. Can you share a photo? It's a day of remembering. America, Memorial Day. Yes, we will cry for you. So I ask you, what are you doing to truly honor the meaning of Memorial Day. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you may share your thoughts by calling in on 347-637-3789. Many of the people will go to the cemetery, place a flag on a grave, and the president will place a wreath on the tomb of the unknown soldier. I have a message for you from the chief executive officer of Disabled Veterans. I want every veteran to get every perk that America has. They should not be denied. Did you hear me? Veterans, disabled or not, should not be denied any perk, anything that will help their lives and help them become stronger in their faith in America. So from the executive officer, Joseph, Sergeant Major retired. As I reflect on the beauty and bounty of this land, awe strikes my heart. When the first pilgrims touched the eastern shore of this place we call America, they never imagined the myriad wonders it would reveal. What a treasure! A vast expanse as varied as those who would one day occupy it, brimming with lush forests, majestic mountains, rivers, deserts, prairies, plains, seascapes, and lake shores. Throughout history, our cathedral has been a vast and ever-changing sky, our altar, the great mountains. In the shadow of such natural wonders so beautifully showcased in this collectible book that he did send to me, and I will make a donation, generations rolled to make America what it is today through sweat, tears, vision, and virtue. America grew to become the greatest country in the world, freedom's powerful champion. Ah, but from the start, there were those who would try to destroy freedom, who would steal the precious bounty of this great land. They were defeated by patriots who put country above self to protect us. Are you a patriot? They sacrificed their blood, their health, to keep our land and our people safe and free. Can you do that? Can you do that? Ah, today another generation has taken up the cause of liberty and justice in the world. You won't find their faces in the pages of this book, yet their sacrifices persevere and preserve these wonderful places because Americans in uniform, men or women, put their lives on the line for you. Yes, you, so that you and I can walk easy, freely, safely down our streets. And we can marvel at the autumn leaves and the fragrant spring flowers. So this wonderful book that I have, the pages are devoted to America's veterans who have long preserved our nation and our way of life. Ah. But this book also pays homage to people like you who care for the millions of heroes wounded in our defense with humble gratitude. My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, and from every mountainside, let freedom ring. My native country thee, land of the noble free, thy name I love. I love thy rocks and rills, thy woods and templed hills. My heart with rapture thrills like that above. Let music swell the breeze and ring from all the trees. Sweet freedom's song, let mortal tongues awake. Let all that breathe partake. Let rocks their silence break. They who seek to establish systems of government based on the regimentation of all humble beings by a handful of individual rulers call this a new order. It is not new, and it is not ordered. The sound prolong. Our fathers, God to thee, author of liberty, to thee we sing. Long may our land be bright with freedom's holy light. Protect us by the night, great God, our King. Oh, be still, my heart. You're listening to Live with Kathy, a tribute to all that have died so that we may live. I honor you. I'm in awe of you. America, and all of you that are listening to the show today. The show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. Click on May 27th, Memorial Day Tribute, and forward the link to your email database, and ask them to forward it to their email database, and so on and so on, and within minutes it will circle the world. It will circle the world. In the Sun-Times, Dear Abby has a column. And today's is especially poignant. Let's pause to honor our fallen. Dear Abby, Americans at their best when they unite around a noble purpose on Memorial Day. That purpose is the national moment of remembrance. On that day, all Americans are asked to pause wherever they are at 3 p.m. local time to honor our fallen. In 1971, No Greater Love, a patriotic organization was founded by a woman named Carmela La Spada. It initiated the national moment of remembrance in 1997, which was later established in Congress in 2000. The moment is observed by thousands of Americans at Major League Baseball games across the country. For more than 40 years, the AFL-CIO, North American Trade Unions, Ironworkers, Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers, along with No Greater Love, have honored our fallen, our troops, our veterans, and their families. Our union members are proud to support the national moment of remembrance. as one nation under God, we should join together to honor those who died for our freedom. Each one an American treasure. This from Eric Dean, General President, International Association of Bridge Structural Ornamental and Reinforcing Ironworkers. Can't you just feel the energy? And Abby wrote back, "Dear Mr. Dean, I am aware of the loyal and generous support the unions have given to No Greater Love and the families who have lost beloved members in wars and military conflicts. For that, I thank you." And from Dear Abby, she says, "Readers, it is my sincere hope that you will take a moment from your busy day to join us at 3 p.m. in honoring our fallen military men and women on Memorial Day, Monday, May 30th. So, darlings, tell me, how are you going to celebrate Memorial Day? Do you live in truth? Do you stand firm in your resolve to honor the disabled, the men and women who have died for our country? Will you promise to honor them every day? And will you promise to stand firm in your faith and resolve that you will make a difference in their lives?" One of our inalienable constitutional rights is the right to the pursuit of happiness. They never will. They never will. Will you let freedom ring? Life is not a race. Do take it slower. The ones that we've lost want you to hear the music before the song is over. You better slow down. Don't dance so fast. Can you dance with the now? Are you going to let your life flee by and you don't take a moment to truly honor those who died in all in wars? How can we forget? How can we forget? You will be up and about enjoying the holiday. But do remember, these fallen heroes gave their life so that you could live in the land of the free. And 3 p.m. on Monday, just take a moment and sit in the silence and honor those who paved the way for you to enjoy your life to the fullest. Happy Memorial Day. Au revoir.